Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is going to be an ongoing series. We're going to be teaching about, is it okay for a Christian to sin? This is a teaching we've done, so we're going to just do parts of it each day. If you would like it in its entirety, at the end of this, you'll be able to get a phone number and an address where you can call and get it in its entirety. We send them free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus as you listen today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
I said, what do you mean? He says, Dad, nearly everybody in school has 2, 3, or 4 sets of parents. He said, there's something wrong with us? I said, no, son, we're right and they're upside down. You want to know why there's such devastation in the world today? When a child don't know which parent to obey? And some parents are not even living with either of their original parents. Isn't that amazing? After 3 or 4 marriages and divorces, I've even seen children living with a mother or a father that was the second or third down the line, and some of those men call some of those children their own children, but they're really not. They didn't birth those children. Somebody else did. And some of these people are living in the church. Many of them are. They don't know what holiness is. They don't know what this Bible says. They're not living there. We do not understand what sin is. Now then, let's go to 1 Peter 2. We'll go over to 1 Peter 2. We'll talk a little bit about some of these things that God told us when He said, is it okay for the church to sin? Now, this is pretty hard to mess up. But there'll be somebody try to explain this away. But this is when you have to go back to the Word. When people say, we are not perfect. It's impossible for us to be without sin. We're just humans. We're just flesh and blood. Well, if you keep saying you're flesh and blood and you keep walking in this flesh and blood, yes, you're going to sin. But you need to get over that. You need to stop being flesh and blood and you need to start walking in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit or walk in the Word, then you'll stop sinning. You won't be caught in those sins. You'll see what the Lord says here. 1 Peter 2:21, the Lord clearly says, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps, who did no sin. Who did no sin, neither was guile or deceit found in His mouth. He did no sin, and there was no guile, no deceit found in His mouth. Well, I'll tell you, if you're living in the flesh, if you're living in the flesh, those first two things we talked about there will be impossible for you to walk in. It will be impossible. In the flesh, it will be impossible. But only when you walk in the Spirit can you overcome these things. You can stop sinning and you can control your mouth without 3 layers of duct tape around it. But for some of us, that's the only way we can do it. With 3 layers of good, strong tape around our mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. You know how easy, you know how difficult it is to not retaliate when somebody's reading you the riot act? You all know where I'm coming from? You know how hard it is just to keep your mouth shut? And just sit there. Because remember, when you're reviling against someone, you do not know their heart. So you don't know where they're coming from. You may think you know them, but I guarantee you don't. You don't know who they are. Only God knows the heart. That's why God told us just to love each other. You don't know who I am. Nobody knows who you are. Except God. Some people say, yeah, I know Him. I can read Him like a book. That's not true. I'm going to tell you the truth. There's not a single person in this room that I know very well. But I'm going to tell you, there's not a human being on this earth that knows you in your entirety. I don't care. You may have been married to that mate 50 years and you still don't know them. You may think you know them, but you really don't know them. I've seen people that would live together 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and all of a sudden their mate does something. Like this one man, for instance, he died after he'd lived with the same woman for 50 years. And he was a deacon in a church, and she thought he was the most awesome man she ever seen. He wouldn't sin under no condition. She thought she knew him right side up, upside down, sideways, every way you could know him. She thought she knew him. And after he died, a man was going through all his stuff and found a hidden room in the back of his shop. And when they finally found a way to get into that hidden room, it was plumb full of pornography. She had no idea her husband was hooked on some of the vilest pornography in the world. She didn't know his heart. Only God knows his heart. But you don't know. You don't know anybody. You don't even know yourself. You try to know yourself, but you really don't know yourself. There's too many spirits out here that are controlling things, and we don't know this spirit world. But the spirits are doing things to us, and even we don't know ourselves because we allow these spirits to control us. Now then, after Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree in verse 24, we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. So, if you are dead to sin, and let's put it like this. Since what we're talking about here and other places I'm going to go before the day is over, this is as clear as it can be, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin. Did you know what God sees when he looks at you? You know, when God looks at you, when he looks at Eldon right here, he sees a skeleton. He don't see flesh and blood on this no more. He sees a skeleton. He's dead. Isn't that amazing? Now, as long as Eldon stays dead and walks in the Spirit, he's a skeleton, then that skeleton the devil cannot attack. No sickness and disease can come upon that piece of flesh. As long as he's dead. God sees him dead all the time. But we don't stay dead very well. As long as we stay dead in the flesh, we'll never sin, and you'll never, ever, the devil will never, ever be able to put sickness and disease and pain and suffering upon your body. Only when you resurrect your body and walk back into the flesh. But God sees you dead. Now then, if you stay dead, just like he said there in 1 Peter 2:24, if he did bear our sins in his own body, we being dead to sins, by being dead to sin, we should live unto righteousness. So if we should live unto righteousness, how much sin is in living unto righteousness? Not any. There's no sin. So, if you walk wholly before God and have no sin in your life, then the next line says, by his stripes you were healed. Can you make a skeleton sick? No. You walk in divine health. But that's what God planned for you and me to do. Walk in divine health. Like a lady that came to a healing school the other day that got healed. She said, my sin, I would have never dreamed what my sin was. She said, I was a lady, woman, that went to church. I've studied this book. I've been a Pentecostal. I have walked in it. I know how to worship and praise. I know how to rejoice in the King. I know how to do all those things. But she said, you know what my sin was? Unbelief of the promises of God. Unbelief of the promises of God. She said, I had no idea unbelief was a sin. But wow, in Hebrews 3:12, God calls that an evil heart. If you have the evil heart of unbelief, he says, because of your evil heart of unbelief, not one single one of them inherited my rest. You know where all them people went? If they didn't enter his rest, where's the only other place to go? That alternative is pretty sad, isn't it? One of these days, I'm going to bring a video that I've seen from Hollywood about a movie that was made about their interpretation of hell. And I'm going to make a few clips out of that video, and I'm going to show it up here on the wall. And I want you to get just a little bit of an idea of what Hollywood thinks hell's like and what demons look like. And I'm going to tell you the best they can do is not even close to what's really there. But when you see this in the flesh, if this don't rattle your cage when you see what they've come up with, what they think hell is like, and it's going to be far worse than that. Man, if that don't light your fire to walk holy before God, there ain't nothing can light your fire. People say, I hate a hellfire and brimstone preacher. Well, they ought to be more of them. That's all I got to say. I mean, I know several people, friends of mine, says I was a 12-year-old boy, and I was just beginning to learn how to sin and do all kinds of things. And I went to church one night, and there's a guy up there, and he's preaching about hell and how bad it's going to be. And if I didn't accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I was going there. He said, man, I couldn't wait. When that guy gave it him, I was running down. I don't want to go to hell. Well, let me tell you, E.V. Hill had the answer. And I saw when he was in... I can't even think of that church down there in Florida now, that big church. Who was it?
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale. That's where it was. He was in Fort Lauderdale at that big church down there. And I don't even know how big it is, but the pastor is well known. He's on television and everything else. And E.V. Hill, here, he's this Baptist preacher from California, a black Baptist preacher that goes down, was raised in a log cabin down here in South Texas. I mean, that's back in the days when a black person couldn't do nothing. You was trash if you were black. But see, we've made a lot of mistakes in our life, but E.V. Hill's mother, she was a woman of faith, and she sent him to college and sent him to seminary and everywhere else, and he became a preacher and became a well-known, powerful preacher. And this guy's down there standing up there in that big church, and he said, you know, there is a hell, and it's real. And it's fire, and it's burning, and there's worms there that crawl in and out of your flesh. And he said, when I heard a preacher preach about that, he said, there's one reason I got saved, and one reason only. And he said, I didn't want to go to hell.
Praise the Lord. We'll have to stop right there today with the teaching, but we'll continue tomorrow. So we invite you to give us a call if you'd like this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. We send out everything free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there go to free media. And you can fill out an order form, and you can order anything you like there, free and postpaid. We'll send it to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only Lord and only God. So whatever you do, serve Jesus, the King. Praise the Lord.